Wade, how does this stack up to, you've had a long career, you've been in the playoffs before, you've been eliminated. How does this rank for you in comparison to that in the past, or is eliminated eliminated?
Yeah, I mean, it's all pretty comparable. And similar feeling when your season ends, it's a, you know, it's a dejected feeling, and just, you know, I guess it's kind of hard to believe you don't have to come in the next day and then keep with it. I mean, so it's not a good feeling to lose, and you know, obviously you always have high hopes, and we made the playoffs and wanted to move on, and we battled hard, but it didn't happen for us, so it's disappointing.
You seem like your game, you had a strong season, but you really seemed to elevate in the playoffs. It was that not only as a team member and as a contribution, but also a message to I'm sure there were scouts that you're still ready to contribute?
Well, yeah, I want to. I mean, obviously it's a time of year where it's the most fun to be playing and the best time to be on the ice, and you know, everything's amped up a little bit more with the playoffs, and I think that's what guys look forward to all the, you know, all year long, is to get in there and then try to make something happen. So yeah, I certainly you know, as a team, I thought we all elevated, and we played better together down the stretch to get in. We had a pretty good run down, you know, battling some teams to get in the playoffs, and then we had a, you know, we played strong at times in this series too, and then other, you know, at other times we just, you know, made a few errors, and so that was the difference. So you know, me personally, I wanted to finish strong. You always want to win, end the season with a win. It didn't happen that this year, so. You know, we'll move on and see what happens for next.
But now, probably your biggest decision as to what you do moving forward, whether you come back, whether you stay, mm-hmm. whether you go, whatever you do, is that something you and your wife have already made a decision and you're just going to wait, or are you just going to take some time and decompress and try and figure it out from there?
Well, it's really a decision that isn't totally mine. I mean, as far as what the Rangers are going to do with me and what their plans are, but... that those will kind of play out. I mean, there's some things with the, you know, obviously teams are starting to think about next year too and what they're going to want to do, and I'm sure Glenn has and their staff are talking and getting prepared already too. So
is in your mindset coming here completely out of the question in your mind, or is it still a possibility?
Well, it's an option still. I mean, yeah, I haven't made any decisions yet, so it's it's really you know, going through the summer, there's free agency, there's the draft, there's you know, different big days where teams are going to be doing things and they're going to be making moves, and players are going to be going. I mean, every year lately, they've free agency, there's been guys going here, going there, and trades and stuff like that. So it'll play out, I guess. And you know, it's kind of just wait and see.
Would you be averse to say? I don't think they'd ever buy out, but I mean, leaving the Rangers, taking less money just to play in the NHL.
That's one of my thoughts.
One of the options
for sure. You know, I felt at the end of this year, I obviously there's lots of people watching. I wanted to finish and play as well as I could. I know I can still play, and I want to get back there, obviously, and whatever. It's going to be the best route. It's the one I'll take, so we'll see what that is.
Well, you must have been the last 10 or 20 games were arguably your best games of the season.
I mean, so yeah, I probably felt the best as I did all year, personally. So, no, it makes me excited for next year. I want to get back and get playing again and at that higher level and against the best players in the world. And that's what everybody in here wants. That's what the summer's for, to try to get back there now and see what happens.
A lot of times guys talk about every experience being a learning experience. What do you think you took out of this season that you learned from coming here?
I kind of found just played the game again. I think that's one thing I maybe got away from us, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually. I think I was kind of down, and I came back down here and got a lift from the guys here and got a chance just to play, and I felt, like I said, at the end of the year, got playing the way I felt comfortable and the way I want to play, and so just learn to just play the game and let things happen. I think I was thinking too much before and wasn't really letting the game flow through me like I have when I just feel normal out there, and it's a good feeling to have that, and I want to keep it now.
A lot of the young guys, the defensemen specifically, have talked about all throughout the season about the impact that you've had on their game. Seeing Ryan McDonagh move up and play so unbelievably well in New York, do you take a little bit of pride in that and that you had a hand in that?
I don't take too much credit. Ryan's he's a good player and, you know, really good specimen. As a, you know, a big, strong guy, can skate. I watched some of the games in the playoffs, and he plays well. I mean, he's a strong kid, so... yeah, I think it was fun with him. He's a hard-working guy, and so I think he's getting, you know, it's paying off for him now. He's established himself, and that's great to see. And obviously, I try to encourage him and try to help him as much as I could. And you know, hopefully things keep going for him.
Well, this game in particular, I mean, you guys really dominated the first. You could have probably had 3 or 4 goals, and then that penalty early in the second just kind of seemed to turn the momentum like so many other times this season, huh?
Yeah, that first shift, I thought we made a couple turnovers, you know, right away, and then we end up the second or third one of the shift ended up costing us too many men on the ice because everyone was kind of crossed up, and then they score, and that was a big point of the game tonight for sure, and we...
It snowballed,
but I think it's something we've kind of battled all year long, bad penalties and key times of the game, poor decision-making, and ultimately is kind of the difference in a lot of the games that we lost in the playoffs.
And then big guys came up. I mean, you gotta get Minkari and, what do you call it?
Byron.
Byron. It's...
Adam. I also seem to get the breaks too late, where the bounces, the small bounces, like even on Mangari's goal, little bounce in front of the net, puck gets on.
Yeah, but I think it started, like I said, at the start of the second when they get rolling because we kind of open the door for them, then they get feeling good, and then all of a sudden they're, you know, you kind of earn your bounces, I guess, and we gave them some bounces, so that's the frustrating part. And at this time of year, the teams that win, it's nothing fancy. You just up and down the ice. I mean, you play smart, and then things open up, and all of a sudden, you know, one of our top guy will make a great play, and usually it's just the fundamentals that are the biggest difference.
You obviously came down here in a different situation, and the season hasn't ended as you would have liked, but what was this experience when you were coming in here? What did you expect coming here, and what have you obviously gained mostly?
Well, I think I touched on that earlier, just to come here and play, and obviously